Have you ever gotten lost? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I am a terrible, terrible navigator. I'm not even good at directing my family or friends if I have a phone GPS. And a few months ago, this is a great example of this, I was driving home from Grand Rapids. Now, I've made the drive to Grand Rapids a million times. It's a 2-hour drive, but there's only one exit that I need to remember. So, it's not that bad. Well, you know what happened? I was singing way too dramatically, way too loud, and I completely missed my exit and actually drove about 30 minutes past it. And I ended up in this podunk little town, and then I turned on my GPS and it took me on back roads and it was pitch dark and my phone was about to die and there were animals eating roadkill on the side of the road and it was terrifying. And thank God, I did eventually make it home, but not without a lot of fear. Have you ever gotten lost? Well, that's what we're actually talking about in today's Devo, if you can believe it. It's called Lost and Found by Renata Hornshaw. Imagine for a moment you're in a car, driving. On and on you go. But soon, you realize you're absolutely, hopelessly lost. The narrow, dead straight country road stretches out before you with no chance to turn to the left or the right. Should you turn around and go back? You pull over and haul out your phone to use the GPS. It doesn't work. What should you do? You're in the middle of nowhere and you have no idea which way to go. Is this the right way? How far can you go before you run out of fuel? There's nothing to do but go on. Surely if you keep going, you'll eventually get somewhere. So, you continue, trying to stay calm. The sun begins to sink lower and lower in front of you until it's dark, pitch dark. You can't even make out the shapes of the trees as you pass them anymore. Can't even see the lines of the road in front of you. You moisten your dry lips and try to swallow the growing lump of panic rising in your throat. What if you never get home again? The silence grows oppressive. If only there was a light somewhere. If only you had someone with you. And yet it's dark, and you're completely alone. But wait, aren't you forgetting something? Why don't you switch on the headlights? With a sigh of relief, you turn on the lights. Now you can see where you are. A thought suddenly strikes you. You may not be able to use your phone for a map, but you might have enough service to call your dad. You pull over to the side of the road, whip out your phone again, and call him. Before long, with help from your dad and those headlights, you manage to get home. Driving alone without lights on a dark road sounds pretty terrifying, right? Yet so often, that's what we try to do with our lives. Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. God wants to light our way. Jesus is the light of the world, and whoever puts their trust in him becomes God's children, as we read in John 1:1-14, as well as 8:12. We can always call upon the Lord, our Father, and he will answer us and guide us safely home. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Life in our broken world can be difficult and confusing. But we never, ever have to navigate it alone. God is with us and he is eager to help us and guide us through his Spirit, his Word, the Bible, and his people, the church. In what ways do you need God's help and guidance today? As you and I can read in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalms 32:8, as well as 91:15, and Psalms 119, verse 5, as well as Philippians 4:6-7, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you ever thought your sin was much bigger or smaller than someone else's? Well, that's what we're talking about in tomorrow's Devo with Dylan. So make sure you join us for that. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.